Mr. Kunde passed away in the capital city around 16 hours in the University Teaching Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in the country. Both the National Assembly and the University Teaching Hospital Managing Director confirmed his death.
Did the hospital say what Mr. Kunda died from?
The hospital just said he died from anemia-related causes.
Has the government of President Michael Sata made any announcement? Have they said anything about the death of Mr. Kunda?
The only announcement that has been made was by the National Assembly's, the parliament. Ms. Doris Mwinga, who is the clerk of the National Assembly, announced the death of Mr. Kunda on state media.
How old was Mr. Kunda?
Mr. Kunda was, at the time of his death, was 56 years old. He was born on February 26th, 1956.
As you know, his party last year lost the election to the Patriotic Front Party led by now President Michael Sata. Was he sick during the time of the elections that they lost?
During the campaigns, yes, he was rumored to have been sick at some point, but he managed to campaign with the former president, Mr. Rupia Banda, during his campaign trail.
So is it likely that the government is going to give Mr. Kunda a state burial?
It's more likely that Mr. Kunda would get a state funeral, considering that a state funeral was just recently awarded to one of the veteran politicians, a strong freedom fighter, Nakatindi Wina, a few days ago, which was last week.
What happened now to the former president and his party, Mr. Rupia Banda? Where is he?
We understand that Mr. Rupia Banda is in the U.S. He went to the United States under the invitation of a university there to give a lecture. We still understand that he's still there. Besides that, most of the top leaders in the MMD are battling with corruption cases, which have stemmed through the new ruling party, the Patriotic Front's strong stance on corruption. One thing to also note is that Mr. Kunda was a strong critic of the new government's strong fight against corruption. He thought the persecution of the former top officials in his government, in his party, was just a witch hunt and a harassment on their part.